This session we have entitled Grassroots Ecumenism, and we're going to hear from various contexts. We're going to hear some stories and some reflections. The way we're going to do this is we're going to listen, first of all, to Sarah and to Richard, then to Roy, then to Paddy and Alistair, and then we will have time for questions and discussion with all of them together. We thought it may well be that as we hear from the three of them, or the three sects, the three contexts, there will be ideas bounced backwards and forwards, so it would be good to take the questions and the discussion all of a piece. So, first of all, we're going to hear about work in Cumbria, and Richard is the chair of the Cumbria Methodist District, so you're to ignore what is on the form, which has got his title wrong. So we're glad that he's here, and Sarah is the president of the Cumbria URC area. So, over to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for inviting us to be here today. It's a great joy. The United Reformed Church in Cumbria and the Church of England Diocese of Carlisle and the Cumbria Methodist District have been in a covenant partnership since 2011. This has outworked into a strategic development of all three partners as we discern together how God is calling us in ministry and mission together to share the good news of Jesus Christ in the context of Cumbria. Most specifically, our working together aims to develop the following: a sustainable model of church for the county, and ecumenical relationships by doing mission together. And we are constantly responding in all our conversations to the following issues: increasing secularisation, and the need to find new ways of helping people to discover God, responding to the need to find new ways of doing and being church, the need to equip the whole people of God for discipleship and leadership. There are too many church buildings, what do we do about them, and not enough fresh expressions of church. The county of Cumbria is England's second largest geographically, and one of the most sparsely populated. It's located in the far northwest of England, bordering the counties of Northumberland, Durham and North Yorkshire to the east, Lancashire to the south, and the nation of Scotland to the north. It's a coastal county with the Irish Sea to the west. Approximately 500,000 people live in the county, although it's estimated that 39 million people visit the county each year. It's a very rural area, includes the Lake District National Park, part of the Yorkshire Dales National Park, the North Pennines area of outstanding natural beauty. Most of the population live in one of the towns or in the city of Carlisle, and the city of Carlisle is no bigger than a relatively small town. Tourism, services and agriculture are the main industries, with a significant nuclear industry related both to energy and to defence at Sellafield, one of Britain's first nuclear power installations, and the town of Barrow, which is home of the Trident nuclear submarine building programme. There are 350 Church of England congregations, nearly 150 Methodist congregations, 17 United Reformed Church congregations, and 6 Salvation Army corps. A little bit of history. Following the very positive relationships over many years, the United Reformed Church Northwestern Synod, on behalf of the congregations in Cumbria, the Cumbria Methodist District, and the Church of England Diocese of Carlisle, signed a declaration of intent, of commitment, to closer working in mission and ministry and strategic use of our church buildings across the county, and we did that on Advent Sunday 2011. And three particular strands foundational to this step are key. Conversations taking part for some time in regard to a united Reformed Church / Methodist area for Cumbria. Secondly, the development of a strategy by the Diocese of Carlisle and growing discipleship. And thirdly, the very strong friendship between the Bishop of Carlisle, the Methodist District Chair, and the United Reformed Church President. At the same time, five other member churches, the Church of Scotland, the Baptist Church, the Religious Society of Friends, the Salvation Army, and the Roman Catholic Church of Churches Together in Cumbria, signed a letter of companionship, undertaking to support the three in their journey together and also seeking closer unity. The five at that point were not in a position to become full covenanting partners for the whole range of reasons peculiar to their own denominations, but they did not wish to hold the three back on their journey together. And Churches Together in Cumbria is a network of most of the churches and Christian communities in the county. It oversees the ecumenical work of the county, but it also holds a very strong social responsibility stand on mission and service. Now, since Advent Sunday 2011, all eight denominations, along with the Greek Orthodox presence, have continued to talk and work together as closely as possible. Issues within the Orthodox identity and theology have meant that the local Orthodox leader is uncomfortable in sounding a letter of companionship. There's also a number of new, independent, Pentecostal-style fellowships present in the county, particularly in the larger towns. And these congregations are sometimes, and sometimes not, members of local churches together groups. And along with the five, are invited to participate in the outworking of the covenant of the three as much as they are comfortable and able to do. Now, this continuing search for closer unity has borne fruit in that the Salvation Army in Cumbria will sign, along with the re-signing by the three, a declaration of covenant partnership, holding the same level of commitment as in 2011, this coming Sunday, on Advent Sunday, in the Cathedral Church in Carlisle. Again, the remaining four will also recommit to prayerful support of the covenanting four through the signing of a letter of companionship. Now, this is a small, but a very significant development in English ecumenical life, as it's unusual for the Salvation Army to participate so fully in such relationships. Following the signing of the Declaration of Intent in 2011, ecumenical working groups were set up with the remit to develop strategy for each of the three areas of commitment: mission, ministry, and buildings. And each developed a strategy document which were presented to the Diocese of Carlisle, the Methodist District, and the United Reformed Church Synods for approval. And a comprehensive survey of the 500 or so church and chapel communities within the three were asked to assess their present state of their buildings and to report the degree to which the buildings were used both by the congregation and, of course, the wider community. Two committees have emerged from this process. The Growing Together Coordinating Group oversees the development of the four churches journeying as one. This includes the diocesan bishop, the sheriff district, and the area president, as well as ecumenical officers, a representative of the signatories to the letter of companionship, and is chaired by the Churches Together in Cumbria development officer. And the strategy steering group's role is the implementation of the strategy right at grassroots in local level, local churches and local communities. A brief word now about God for All, which is really, really moving us on. In many ways, God for All is the development of the ecumenical covenant, the diocesan Growing Together strategy, and the many developments within the Methodist Church and the United Reformed Church. The emphasis on mission within the global ecumenical movement and the general push towards missional discipleship currently in vogue in the British churches. Its purpose is for the evangelisation of Cumbria. Its purpose is for the evangelisation of Cumbria. And its core value is this, and I just quote, "By 2020, every person in Cumbria of all ages and all backgrounds will have an opportunity to discover more of God and of God's purpose for their lives, so that they will discover more of Jesus and the good news and become followers of Jesus within a Christian community." Now that is